Happy Friday, everybody. Thanks so much for joining us here on the Be Our Guest podcast. We're getting ready to talk about the holidays down at Walt Disney World, helping you plan an amazing trip to close out 2017 and kick off 2018 the right way. But first, a word from our sponsors, and that includes our friends over at the Magic for Less Travel. And if you really want to give a great gift here to wrap up 2017 here over the next couple of months, put something cool under that tree, a great trip would be an awesome gift, and the folks over at the Magic for Less can help you out. There's some great new offers out there that Disney has put out for early 2018, and even a special if you can go down and celebrate Christmas at Walt Disney World. Just drop by themagicforless.com today, fill out that free, no obligation quote, and let them know you heard about them here on the Be Our Guest podcast, and a great agent will be back with you right away. So check them out today. They're over at themagicforless.com.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Welcome to episode 1239 of the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Rallman from BeOurGuestPodcast.com and MagicalMouseRadio.com. Happy Friday to you. Welcome to Friday the 20th. Not quite as exciting as last Friday when it was Friday the 13th, but you never know. Things could happen.
That's kind of a letdown.
It is. It is.
Kind of what is? I feel left down.
You know what, though? If you walk under a ladder, bad things will probably still happen on Friday the 20th. I'm just saying. Yeah. You're asking for it. So anyway, we are here to ring in the holiday season down at Walt Disney World well in advance. But, you know, hey, actually, we're kind of even pushing the season on Disney, which is saying something. We're kind of like the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, and here comes Santa Claus, and let's get it all rocking and rolling. We just want to give you some lead time to plan a great holiday vacation down at Walt Disney World. And, of course, we'll follow up on the listener question shows with any questions you guys would have, and help everybody have a great trip here as we get towards the end of 2017 and bring in 2018 before you know it. So joining me today to talk Disney, she's doing double duty here. She's touring down at Walt Disney World and posting on our social media and here in your ear talking holidays at Walt Disney World. So we have Ricky from DisneyWorldAfterAll.com, TouringPlans.com, and The Mouse for Less, which is, she's getting great content for that site too while she's there, just for the record. So what's going on, Ricky? How's it going?
Guess who's having the best week ever? This girl right here. Get not just because she's at Walt Disney World, but this girl right here got tickets to see Ed Sheeran, and she's going to be in the fourth row, baby. Yeah. Not, it, by the way, not anytime soon. It's like a whole year away. So like everybody's that's been saying, oh, you know, he broke his, you know, arm or something like that. I'm like, don't worry. It'll be fixed by the time I end up getting to see Ed Sheeran.
That's the first thing. Ricky told me that the day, because obviously we don't record this on Friday, like the day Ricky told me, like, I got tickets to see Ed Sheeran. I'm like, I saw on Twitter an hour ago that he got hit by a car. So you're like,
he might have. Yes. So, but yeah, I've got fourth row seats and I'm so excited. I've never gotten seats that good in my entire life for anything. So I'm pretty stoked about this one. Not going to lie.
The only reason I know Ed Sheeran is that he sings a decent song with Tay Tay.
Seems about right. Yeah, that seems about right. Even, you know, that they are friends and they would tour together and stuff like that. I don't hold that against him. Trust me.
Wait, now, did she ever date him? Because there's probably a mean song about him after that.
Okay. According to all the rumors of everything, no, she never dated him. So
if I ever date, man, I'd be so scared
to
date
Taylor Swift at this point. Let's just be perfectly honest. So
you would have to be in 100%. Like, I'm gonna, this is gonna be my wife, and we're gonna be married for 80 years.
I don't think I'd have any relationship with Taylor Swift, because, you know, clearly she's just, you know, if you mess her over in any way,
you're done. I know.
There seems to be a lot of issues. I will.
You have a song written about you. Just don't mess with Taylor. I'm just saying. Like, I don't even think I'd, you know, even if you were a periphery friend. Whatever. I mean, you could have a song written about you. So
I'm just saying, there's a lot of days where I say, "Look what you made me do." So you know,
almost maybe, awful maybe we're on song the same in the world, and I'm totally gonna get bad hate mail about that.
Oh, it's a great song, with an even better
awful
video.
Anyway, the word you're looking for is awful.
Nope. I'm a Swiftie. All right, Ricky. So we got Ricky's there, and Pam is here joining us. Pam Forrester, co-owner of the Magic for Less Travel. I need some Taylor Swift concert tickets myself, and get there, and Mallory and I rock out in the stadium. What's up, Pam?
There you go. I'm grateful to say that Taylor Swift did not write it, has not written a song about
that's good.
Or anyone I know for that matter. So that's I don't even close. Know someone personally that she's written a song about. Like, I guess at this point, I don't know whether I should be like, that's good news or that's bad news.
That's bad news.
There's a lot of people that she knows and has dated. So anyways, I mean, good, God bless her. I hope she dates 100 more and comes out with great songs about all of them.
No, but this last one, not good. So no.
I will say people I've dated in the past have been frustrated with after we broke up. I never felt like writing a song about them. If I did, there would be a lot of cuss words, and I probably could have a song out that has that. So, I mean, I'm just saying.
Or they'll be like Steve and just not give up. So, you know.
Right, you can never give up. But anyway, let's get into the Disney talk before we turn this into a pop music podcast. So, wow, it's a Friday and we needed a Friday. So anyway, let's talk about the holidays down at Walt Disney World. Of course, Walt Disney World is one of the premier destinations in the country to go to get in the spirit. And basically, if you've never been down, you know, just a quick, primer for those folks who've never, you know, experienced a holiday season down at Walt Disney World, it quickly transitions from Halloween to Christmas. Like, there's no Thanksgiving. There's no, you know, there's just... November is basically December, and December is like December plus, you know, it's kind of a strange thing, you know, where at home you'll see your shopping malls and your, your town, you're like a main street in your town and stuff kind of gradually put up, you know, a tree or put up some, you know, a holly or, you know, whatever it is and just slowly decorate. Disney does it very quickly and it's gorgeous and it's shocking. Like, there's a lot of people I know because I work with a lot of guests who make this a tradition. They will book like a 7 or 8 night vacation where they'll check in right around Halloween day, you know, or maybe the 30th of October. And they will plan to stay until about, you know, November 8th or 9th typically. And what happens is when you do that, you can most likely get in Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party and Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party on the same trip of about 7 or 8 or 9 nights. And that really is, you know, for folks that like holidays, and I'm a big holiday nut, I love celebrating holidays. I think it's very exciting because you get the 2 hard ticket events in one trip. You also get to see that transition from Halloween, basically the fall decorations, a lot of orange and browns in the Magic Kingdom and so forth, to the reds and the greens and the, you know, just the holiday, the spirit comes alive even when it's still blazing hot. That thing gets me. I mean, I'm from a place where it's usually cold at Christmas, and I mean, it's really weird because we've gone down for the wine and dine races, and typically it's the Christmas season at the very beginning, and it's just blazing hot, and you see people running around with their ugly sweaters and all kinds of fun stuff. So Pam, give us some information for folks that haven't been during the holidays. What do they need to think about before we dive into what's specific for 2017?
There's really so many things to think of. First of all, you mentioned briefly the Christmas party is something you're always going to want to consider, and you're going to want to think about whether this is something that works for your family or not. But it's so, the holidays are so much more than just Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party. And I think that that's a mistake that a lot of folks make. There's great events going on in Hollywood Studios. There's great events going on at Epcot, and there's great events going on at Animal Kingdom. In addition, there will also be some fantastic events going on at Disney Springs and the resorts. What can I say about the resorts other than touring the resorts at holiday time is actually as good as some of the attractions? I mean, it's really one of those events that you're not going to want to miss. It's part of what makes the holidays so special. And there really is something to be said about being in Walt Disney World at this time of year. Everyone just seems a little kinder, a little gentler, a little merrier, if you will. But it's just such a cool time to be there. For many years, my family actually went the busiest week of the year between Christmas and New Year's because it was so fun. And by the way, Disney did my decorating and my cooking.
That's right.
And they made present buying pretty easy because when you have, you know, a young child there who points out 8 million things that she wants to see, it's pretty easy to do it there. So it really allowed us, most importantly, just to focus on each other and spending time together. And I think that's really what the holidays are about. And it really facilitated that in a way that sometimes staying at home can't do. You kind of get bogged down in all that stuff, all that other stuff you have to do. And being at Disney, whether it's at Disney World, Disneyland, on a Disney cruise, makes that, I think, a little more possible.
Yeah, I think, you know, the thing about Walt Disney World, you know, specifically at the holidays for me, is that when I'm at home, like, I'm a huge Christmas fan. I mean, that's like my best memories with my family, you know, Christmas Eve at Grandma and Grandpa's and the whole cousins coming in and everything. And I'd always, you know, we do like the big pageant at church and stuff like that. So I love all that stuff. And the thing is, like, I always have Christmas music playing at the house. You guys know back in the day, we'd tons of Christmas music on Magical Mouse Radio. When we had Live 365, we had more control over things. When you're down at Walt Disney World, I think it's really the closest you can get to kind of like the Christmas you see in the old time movies, you know, where you're walking down Main Street USA, everything looks so pretty, you know, everything is decorated to the nines, especially when you walk down Hollywood Boulevard at the studios and the Five and Dime, you know, on the right there, they have the dancing, like, I don't know what they are, like M&Ms or something. They're, you know, they're kicking their legs. And I mean, just like everything is as you would see, like, in It's a Wonderful Life. And you're surrounded the whole time by traditional Christmas music and sometimes even non-traditional Christmas or, you know, holiday New Year's Eve stuff. And I love that. Like, I have a soundtrack to the season throughout my whole vacation. Now, I know some people that stay a long time say, okay, put the regular music back on. We hear that a lot over marathon weekend because it's, you know, they keep it going until sometimes a couple of weeks into January. And I get that because the season's over. But, you know, for me, it's amazing because you know, Walt Disney created the theme park. So it's like a three-dimensional experience. You can walk through the movies. Basically, Walt Disney World during the holidays is an opportunity not to walk through the movies, but it's the idea that you can walk through Christmas or walk through New Year's Eve or walk through whatever, because they're getting very diverse in all the holidays they celebrate. And I love that because everybody is celebrating something that time of year. You know, at the end of the year, everybody's reflecting on the year, looking forward to the next year, celebrating whatever it is, Hanukkah, whatever it is, Christmas, you know. It's an opportunity to celebrate. And Walt Disney World gives you that opportunity to be in an environment where it's so celebratory and so inclusive of everybody. But it just makes me happy. I love it. So, Ricky, what are your thoughts? I mean, I just love that you can actually go to a place and walk through, you know, your favorite holiday. And that's what I do.
I mean, there's so much. Like Pam was saying, there's so much to do around the holidays. That really, it is like, you know, going to a whole different place. I mean, you know, like you go to Walt Disney World maybe in the summer and it's a whole different experience going in the you know, holiday season. Also partially because of the, you know, the heat, but you know, you've got wonder and whimsy kind of everywhere. You've got you know, the love at Epcot, you know, they do the holiday traditions from the countries. You know, and I love how each park takes Christmas and puts their own spin on it. Or, you know, like Hollywood Studios, it really does become Tinseltown. And Disney's Animal Kingdom, I love how they add sort of influences of animals to their decorations. And then you've got Disney Springs. Of course, now it's become like the shopping mecca of the of everything. And so, of course, they want you to come out there and, you know, spend all your money. And then you've got all the resorts, which, I mean, truthfully, let's just be honest, the resorts, you could really just skip going to the parks and just go to the resorts and have a fantastic time. So there really is just so much that the parks and the resorts and the whole place offers around the holidays that you really aren't going to see it all on one trip. I can guarantee you, unless you're there for like 3 weeks, you might see it all, you know, have a good chance of seeing most of it then. But you're really not going to end up getting the chance to see everything. And that's kind of a good thing, too, because then you get to come back holiday after holiday after holiday. Yeah. And they're changing things all the time. Exactly. I can't even tell you. Let me just tell you, changing the whole idea kind of Epcot this year, instead of it being the holidays around the world, it's Epcot's International Festival of the Holidays. Same idea, by the way. But then they're also adding new stuff at Disney's Hollywood Studios this year, too. So, I mean, it's always changing, too.
And the thing is, too, like you said, I mean, it's a totally different experience than going down any other time of the year. And this time last year, I will tell you that there was something that was, when I look back at my holiday trip that I took last year during the Wine and Dine Half Marathon weekend, which was the very beginning of the holiday season, was the thing I remember the most. That was, it's still one of the most unreal things I've ever seen at Walt Disney World or anywhere in my life, to be honest, was that drone show at Disney Springs. That was kind of a thing that was thrown in at the last minute. You didn't really plan for that, but it happened. Now, there could be things like that still happening. You know, we're mid-October, you know, mid to late October at this point, where they've put out a lot of stuff. They've even, Pam, I went to speak about that new kind of ultimate Christmas package that you can stay at a resort and do some really cool stuff, all-inclusive. We'll talk about that here in a second. But, I mean, I'm just saying, we're going to hit some of the things that are happening in 2017, but don't be surprised if Disney still drops a couple things here, because we're still in October. And you know what? It just, that was one of those things I didn't go down there for. And I think this is going to happen for a lot of folks when you go on your first holiday trip, is that you go down there wanting to see the gingerbread house at the Grand Floridian. Okay, check. You want to see the Christmas tree at the Wilderness Lodge. Okay, check. But what happens is a lot of times you might stumble upon a meal at Trails Inn and you go and see the RVs that are all decorated. And that goes higher than the gingerbread house or the Christmas tree, you know, because it was unexpected and it was really cool. And I think, you know, leave time for the unexpected as well. So let's talk about some of these things for this year. And Pam, do you want to speak about that new thing that was just dropped on us? The what's called the ultimate Christmas something or other that Disney put out?
It is. There's actually two things that I want to talk about. First of all, is the ultimate Disney Christmas package. And I want to talk about this one first because the availability on this package is incredibly limited. This is actually one of the packages with the most limited availability that I've ever seen at Disney. And when I explain a little bit more about it, you'll understand why. First of all, this is available for really very set dates. So it's for check-in starting December 21st and check-out starting December 25th. Now, we may be able to extend that based on availability, but it's something to just think about. And what this does is create a package that includes admission to some of the most popular holiday events during that time. So let me just run down through it, and then you'll see why it's so limited. First of all, when you arrive on December 21st, you'll each get a ticket to Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party at the Magic Kingdom. So again, big bonus, and you'll get to experience that. And this is included in the package. December 22nd, you're going to get access to special nighttime extra magic hours at Pandora. So you'll probably get to be able to ride Flight of Passage and the water ride. It'll just be a really cool experience. Plus, you'll get to experience bioluminescence, and you'll be some of the first to experience what is this land going to look like at the holidays. So how are they going to do this?
Everybody is curious about that. Wait,
you know what? I got an email. I wasn't supposed to tell you guys. I'm on like a non-disclosure thing, but Disney's probably not listening. You don't ride on the back of a banshee. You ride on the back of Rudolph. I'm just saying, you didn't hear it here. Go ahead. Keep going.
You didn't hear it here, Kostas. You did not hear it.
Then on December 23rd, you're going to be invited to a special holiday character experience at Disney's Hollywood Studios. So I don't even want to venture a guess as to what that's going to be, but that's going to be a cool thing.
Go ahead.
Stop it. And then December 24th, you're going to get an invitation to a special Christmas Eve dinner at Epcot. Again, cool thing. And then on December 25th, you'll have a special holiday gift delivered to your Disney Resort hotel room. So, I mean, think about this. This is a really cool and some very exclusive, you know, things to do in Walt Disney World during this time of year. I realize it's very set time frame and not everyone can experience that. But hello, I just want to see what the special holiday gift will be for those of you who are Disney collectors. That's going to be a cool thing. So it includes a 5-night stay at select Disney Moderate, Deluxe, or Deluxe Villa Resort hotels, plus a 4-day theme park ticket with hoppers. And guess what? It starts at only $139 per person per night for a family of four in the standard room at one of the Moderates. I don't think that sounds too bad. I mean, seriously, Think about this as the kind of gift that your family actually really wants to get. Maybe they don't want that extra pair of socks.
I think internally I call this the Pam Forrester package, but I know Disney's got its own name for it. Like, I called up today. I'm like, tell me about that Pam Forrester Christmas package. What we got going here?
Right? This would have been like, I can buy for my whole guests or for my whole family in one fell swoop. Yes, I'm doing this. I love this idea. Yeah. So anyways, that's a really cool thing. But even for those guests who can't purchase one of these new packages, and again, I'm just going to say that's limited, contact us as soon as possible if you're interested in this package. There's also a way for you to put a little magic underneath the Christmas tree if you're planning on visiting Walt Disney World in 2018. And basically, Disney has announced that they're offering what they're calling Give the Gift of Disney Magic. And for guests who will book between now and November 15th, their 2018 vacation package, they are offering guests the ability to receive these special magic bands created only for guests who book this promotion, and they will be delivered to you before the holiday season. So that's a really cool thing. And I want to point out just a few limits of this. First of all, if you are one of the lucky guests who already has a discount for a 2018 vacation package, this cannot be retroactively added to that. If you have, so think about that, because Disney system has a problem with two things being added at once. But let's just say you haven't booked your 2018 package yet, or you have booked your 2018 package, but you haven't applied a discount to it. You know, you're just playing rack rate. What we can do is add this promotion to your existing package, and you can qualify for that. There's a few things you have to do that. Not complicated. You just have to go in and claim your magic bands before a certain date, and we'll give you some information on how to do that. But I think that, you know, if you're planning on surprising your family with the ultimate Christmas gift, and that is a vacation of some sort, at least in my book it is. Yep. I hope I'm getting one of these under the tree, by the way.
need to contact Mr. Steve Forrester.
Yeah, please. Okay, are you texting him while I'm doing this?
Yeah, let me do that right now. On. Steve, get please on make this. Sure.
Because
yes.
The magic bands are cool, I will they just are. Say. So this is something that you can do. It's actually going to arrive in a special box too. So love stuff like this, but this is a way that you can do it and make it even a little more magical. I mean, as if a Disney vacation wouldn't be magical enough, you can add a little more magic to this. And I love this idea. Disney has taken something that people have done on their own for years and kind of made it possible, right? They're like, here, wait, let's plus this for you because you fools can't figure out how to do this on your own. And they're right. I could not. So this is awesome.
Yeah, we've said that for years. Like, just put a magic band under the tree, man. How cool would that be? Or, you know, park maps or whatever. I mean, we've said that since this podcast started. And dang, Disney listens. I'm telling you, they're good listeners. Anyway,
they one-upped us, I think.
They did. So that's a great way to give a Disney vacation, to have some cool experiences. But Ricky, you know, we got about 15 minutes left, and there's a lot happening this year. So tell us, let's start at the studios.
Oh, my goodness.
Studios, they're plusing it. Start at the studios. What's happening over there?
Studios, yeah. They do have some awesome stuff coming. So obviously last year they started the whole Jingle Bell, Jingle Bam fireworks show. And that is once again returning November 9th through December 30th. So this kind of takes place because they got rid of the Osborne Family Spectacle of Dancing Lights, which everybody misses. But this is a nice little fireworks show. It uses projection technology to, you know, showcase on the Great Movie Ride, I guess I should say, the Chinese Theater. It has the story from Prep and Landing, that little short that Disney did, fireworks take place, stuff like that. So during the show. However, new this year is going to be something called Sunset Season's Greetings. And what it is it's a nighttime projection show that takes place on Sunset Boulevard. And there's going to be four different shows that happen throughout the night. And what I think they're going to be kind of similar to is I don't think they're going to be like set shows. Like everybody is like, oh my gosh, what time are the shows going to take place? I think it's going to be a little bit more like these brief 5-minute things that take place kind of like the Tree of Life Awakening does at Disney's Animal Kingdom, where, you know, every few minutes you'll see another one of these shows take place. So if you want to see all of them, you're going to probably have to hang around for a while. But there are four different ones. They're going to kind of showcase on these projection like billboards that they're putting up. I've actually seen them. They're starting to put them up right now. And also the Hollywood Tower of Terror Hotel is going to be transformed as part of this as well. So, you know, that's kind of a nice little thing. And then guests are going to be able to meet Santa Claus at the Once Upon a Toy Shop or Time Shop. And of course, there's lots of tinsel holiday decor. There's the Minnie's Holiday Dine, which you can do if you want to eat at Hollywood and Vine. And I think this year that they have a really kind of cool thing. They're going to be having some Christmas trees and stuff like that in Echo Lake. And I think Dinosaur Gertie is going to get like a Dino Santa hat, which
nice.
Is I can't wait to see that. So there's a lot actually at Disney's Hollywood Studios. That's just kind of going to be a little fun and kitschy and stuff like that. So.
Yeah, because that was like the destination with the Osborne Lights. I mean, that's where you went. So it's good that they're still getting in the spirit over there. They're not just giving it up. So
absolutely. And I think that, you know, little by little, they're adding things to make, you know, because obviously the Osborne Lights was such a huge draw. And it was, you know, when they took it away, obviously it hit people hard. So, you know, I'm excited to see kind of what they're doing with the park.
All right. So where else are we going and doing fun stuff for 2017? New stuff.
So new, again, like I kind of mentioned at Epcot, they are doing what is now called the Epcot International Festival of Holidays. Because, you know, it was the same thing before, basically, but they had to change the name. You know, it had to have festival in it.
Well, they ran out of stationery and they said, well, now's a good time to change the name. You know, we're finally
now's
out of the map.
It doesn't happen if it's not a festival at Epcot. Right. So, yeah, so basically what they're going to do is guests are going to be able to enjoy these more seasonal food offerings at these holiday kitchens. They had them kind of before, and I guess now they're officially rolling them out as part of the Epcot International Festival of Holidays. Makes sense, right? So there's going to be the Holiday Kitchen food kiosks. There's going to be, I think, 5 of them is what I've counted last count. I think there's like 4 or 5. So guests can go pick up, you know, different treats that are kind of specific for that region. Like there's the Feast of the Three Kings, which is going to have, you know, some Mexican inspired dishes. So there's just a lot of great little things that they're going to have with that. And, you know, I'm wondering if they're also going to have, you know, every year they would have like at the different little kiosks, they'd have a special treat too, you know, so I wonder if they're going to continue with that as well.
I'm sure they're going to continue.
Sure, they're going to continue with that. But they're also going to have the holiday storytellers. So they're, you know, they're not going anywhere. You're going to still have the candlelight processional, which, you know, will take place nightly. And they just announced, the remainder of the, celebrity narrators. So you've got newly announced. You've got Jodie Benson. You've got Kurt Russell, who I think is awesome. Of course you have returning favorites like Neil Patrick Harris. It's, you know, just a great, the candlelight processional is Epcot, you know, holidays to me. So, you know, if you want to make sure you get to experience that, you absolutely want to make sure to book the candlelight processional dining package. Otherwise, you may be waiting in very long lines because, hello, it's candlelight processional and everybody likes to go see it. Finally new this year at Epcot is going to be the Chippendales Christmas Tree Spree Scavenger Hunt. Try to say that 5 times fast. So what it is Epcot lately has been doing these scavenger hunts all around the World Showcase. You buy a map and you will get stickers with the map. You will put the corresponding sticker onto where you see Chip and Dale. I'm guessing it's going to be Chip and Dale doing a different thing in each country. And then you'll stick that on the map. And then when you found all of them, you will get a special completed prize and I don't know what it is yet, so that's gonna be fun, but that's gonna be really cool. So yeah, that's what's new.
So who's your besides Neil Patrick Harris, what
I'm you could so go mad down for anybody, I'm gonna miss Neil Patrick Harris by one day.
A true fan would extend the trip. I'm just saying, but you know, whatever.
I can't get off work any earlier. Like I'm totally like getting in as early as I possibly can, so I'm so mad that I'm gonna miss Neil Patrick Harris.
I'm just saying, if it was Sugar Ray, Pam would make it happen. That's all I gotta say, you know.
Oh my gosh. Are you really a big fan or not?
Exactly. Not all the way there. It sounds like a 90% fan to me. But anyway, so we've talked about Epcot. We've talked about the studios. What about the Magic Kingdom? Of course, they host the Christmas party select nights, hard ticket event. Park's closing at 6 this year instead of 7. That's a different thing for the day guests. So what else we got going on over there?
So they also have, I think this is coming back, but I honestly did not see them, unless my mind totally went blank, but I did not see them decorate the castle this year for the Castle Dreamlights.
Oh, they're doing it. Yeah, no, it's
I there. Mean, I know that they're doing it, but I'm wondering if they're doing it with projection technology this year. Because they have the projection technology, and I don't recall them seeing them. Like, usually you'll see the crane go up in like September, and I don't remember ever seeing a crane in September. So I'm wondering if they're doing it projection this year.
They totally could. I said that a couple years ago. Like, when that technology came out, like, there's really no reason almost to hang physical lights anymore. It's that good. You can't tell.
So I believe, obviously, they are still doing the show, the Frozen Holiday Wish. But I'm really curious to see what they do with the castle this year, because I don't think they've put the lights up. So that'll be interesting. So anyway, yeah, you have that. You have the Jingle Cruise, which I believe is still coming back. I know there had been rumors about it not coming back to Disneyland. I believe it's still coming back to Disney World, so you don't have to worry about that. I think you're still going to get your jingle on. And you can meet Santa. There's the holiday parade taping that's going to be taking... Oh, I need to edit that. It's going to be taking place this year, actually, during Wine and Dine, and it's not the parade that they're filming this year. Again, the parade will be filmed at Disneyland, and what they're going to be filming this year at Walt Disney World is going to be the... performers that take place on the castle stage. So again, they're doing 3 different like shows this year, and let's not get me started on what they've done to my beloved Christmas parade.
So there's really no parade at the Magic Kingdom at all, like no parade action for Christmas morning.
There will be the Christmas party parade. Yes, that's still going to take place. But what I'm saying is they're not filming the Christmas parade at Walt Disney World this year.
So like they won't have like the cheerleaders, all-stars. Like they won't be doing their thing on Main Street. Like that kind of stuff.
I mean, so there won't be a taping at Walt Disney World for that. Like they'll
So you won't see it on Christmas morning though from Main Street USA at Walt Disney World. You'll see it at Disneyland. Ah, boo. Yeah. Boo.
Yeah, they did this last year. So they did the parade at Disneyland, but then they did the castle performances at Disney World. So that's what they're doing this year too. And there's going to be 3 3 special shows that are going to take place. I think one took place on the day after Thanksgiving, and then
oh, that's
two
right.
Others.
Yeah, because it's not just Christmas morning now. You're right. They did like 3 shows last year too or something. Yeah.
Yes. So it's going to be the same thing again this year. So, and of course, like you said, you have Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party, which is just a fantastic event as well. So.
Anything else before we close out Disney Springs? We talked about, you know, the resorts, they don't change a whole lot from year to year. There's not a lot new going on there, is there, other than like, you know, really make sure that you see the Epcot area resorts, the monorail resorts, obviously, Wilderness Lodge, Fort Wilderness. But I mean, even the moderates and the values get in on the action as well. But what about Disney Springs? I mean, you got shopping, but is there anything special there?
So they haven't really announced much at Disney Springs right now. It's still kind of early. They just announced what they're doing for Halloween last week. So, and it was 2 weeks before Halloween. So, they haven't really announced a lot. They have not announced the drone show yet. So I don't know if it's coming back. That we don't know. They did announce though that the Christmas tree trail is coming back and it's going to be bigger than ever. And by ever, I mean, last year. So we have that. You can also meet Santa at the Santa's Chalet. And then after December 24th, you'll be able to meet Santa Goofy, which is always fun. There's going to be special, stage shows that take place. There's going to be the Stitches Holiday Gift Hunt, which takes place. Once again, it's sort of similar to the hunt that takes place at Epcot. They haven't really announced a whole heck of a lot just yet for Disney Springs, but I bet you we're going to get some announcements here soon.
All right, so you will hear.
They'll come out this week, you know.
Well, you know, that's the deal. And plus, you know, we're always going to update the audience with what's going on as we hear. You know, you'll put it on there on the Wednesday shows. You do your mouse bites every week on the Facebook page. So just follow along. But yeah, it's a great time to go. I mean, really, it is. I mean, even that week between Christmas and New Year's, it's crazy crowded. But you have a plan. You have an idea. You're listening to a Disney podcast. You're probably a good planner. You get your fast passes, get your ADRs, you know, because you can still get good ADRs even right now. So it can be successfully done. It's a great time to be there. And like Ricky said it the best, I think, is that it's a whole different destination over the holidays. It's so different with the background loops playing different music and the decorations up and just the, you know, seeing everybody walk around in the Santa Mickey hats. And, you know, it's a great time. I think everybody that's a Disney fan needs to put this on the bucket list to get down there at least once. And I think if you do it once, you'll do it, time and time again. So, all right, we're going to get out of here and let's get on with your Friday. Thanks so much. Don't forget today's show brought to you by the great folks over at the Magic for Less. And as Pam said, you know, great opportunities to get down there and have some very special events here in 2017. And you know what? If you don't like shopping, boom, you're done. You just get it done. So just drop by the magicforless.com. There's great specials for early 2018 as well. You know, you could still put a, you know, Christmas, you know, the Christmas present, a Hanukkah present, whatever, right under the tree or the, you know, the menorah, whatever you're going to do, give out that gift and give travel, give experiences. I really believe in that because that's something that's going to stick with you. I can't remember what I got physically last year for Christmas, but I do remember the memories I make with those that I love. So, you know, it's just something to think about. So drop by themagicforless.com and they'll take great care of you as always. So again, themagicforless.com. All right. Don't forget when you're doing that holiday shopping, you know, hey, if you're one of those people that gets it done early, don't miss the Amazon affiliate link here for Be Our Guest Podcast. So BeOurGuestPodcast.com/Amazon right now. Just go on there, click through, you get all your Prime benefits. It costs you nothing extra and it really does help support the show. So put a bookmark on your computer at home or probably more likely at work when you get ready to do your shopping over the next couple of months and you have a little downtime at lunch. I don't care. Hey, just don't get caught. But BeOurGuestPodcast.com/Amazon. When you do that online shopping, we'd sure appreciate that. All right. Don't forget to follow us on the social media, Instagram and Twitter at BeOurGuestMike, Facebook.com/BeOurGuestPodcast. Great content coming your way from Ricky right now down at Walt Disney
World. You're missing it. Where are you?
You can go back. You can go back and don't miss it moving forward today. All right. So we're going to get out here and let's get on with your weekend. Have a good one. You're not having as good of a one as Ricky, unless you're down there with her. But, you know, we'll do. We'll make the best we can here at home and, you know, have a good time with our friends and family. So for Ricky and Pam, I'm Mike. Wishing you an awesome weekend. Whatever you do, stay safe and we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at BeOurGuestPodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.